B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Home of the Kiss Cash Code. Your chance to win $1,000 comes your way at 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening for that.
So I found a really interesting read on Reddit, and it's a thread about a woman who created a contract for her kids' friends when they sleep over her house.
And the kids have to sign it?
Yeah. And I think this is really interesting. Now, some of her stuff is like way over the top, but some of it's like, I can see that. And I'm not saying I'm above it, but I am saying that my dad used to do something very similar, and he used to make my friends sign a waiver when they would come over because we had a trampoline. So they would have, before they were allowed on the trampoline, they would have to take this waiver to their parents and have their parents sign saying that they wouldn't sue us if anything ever happened on the trampoline.
Hey, that's smart.
Right? But as a kid, I was like so embarrassed about it. I was like, Dad, you really don't have to do that.
And I know.
You know.
That's where my brain went.
You're so embarrassing, Dad.
My brain first went to that thought, like, that the kid signs the waiver and goes, yo, what's up with your mom?
Yeah. Well, I think my dad was also doing it as, like, a deterrent because we had a girl that I hung out with that, like, he could not stand.
Well,
he
really?
Was like, if, and God forbid, knock on wood, anything ever happened to this girl's parents and, like, we, like, they needed somebody to take her, he was like, I couldn't do it.
Oh.
I'm like, Dad, jeez. And I was a lot to handle as a kid. He was like, that's like your twin.
He didn't know that, like, you two were, like, probably on the same level.
Oh,
of...
we were, but I think that's why he couldn't take it, because then it was, like, two of me. but this contract that this woman prepared for her kids' friends during the sleepover, it covers everything from the TV volume gauge being too loud.
Whoa.
To not undressing in front of anyone. Like, to change into your PJs, you need to do it by yourself in a bathroom in your own individual space.
And how old is this kid?
I mean,
five?
I assume like elementary school. But she also says, like, no tickling, no roughhousing, and if you break any of those rules, then you will not only be asked to leave, but you won't be invited back. It says that if you break any of these rules, she has the right to take away devices that are not kept at a decent volume. And she says if you do follow the rules, then she will prepare a special brunch the next day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
My initial thought was like, it's just the way I grew up. Like, I don't know. I always went against the rules.
So if there were rules, you were going to break them regardless.
Yeah. I mean, like, just for fun though, you know, just like, I just like to be a pain.
Yeah.
Right.
It was funny to me for the mom to say, don't do that. Then I immediately did it.
You were my friend that my dad couldn't take.
Which is why I'm against this contract thing, because I wouldn't have had any friends if my friend's parents made me sign a contract.
Yeah.
Well, my house was, Saturdays was lawn day. Like, we took very good care of our lawn. Mowing, weeding,
yeah,
pulling weeds. Like, we had, like, the best lawn in the neighborhood. So, if I had any friend that stayed over Friday night, that they would be recruited and forced to do lawn day.
Really?
Yeah. So it was always a deterrent for me to, like, and never invite anyone over. And if I did invite someone over, it was late Saturday evening.
Yeah, hey, Randy, you know how to run a weed eater? Yeah, why? Well, here's one.
Good luck, kid.
Don't clip any of the wires.
We're like solid 8 years old. You know?
But am I wrong to think that this isn't like the most out of control thing ever?
You know,
some of her rules are a little crazy, but I mean,
but as a parent, I don't know if I would be thrilled that my son went to someone's house and they made him sign a contract. Kids are kids, man.
I know,
and now all of a sudden we're going to be contractually confined.
Well,
to,
I get it.
It's not a legal contract if a child signs
it. Right.
Yeah.
So it's basically just saying like, hey, here are the rules. Like, yeah. Please follow the rules. And it's, I think it's almost like teaching them responsibility.
You took a whole other thing that I think is interesting. And I personally, I don't, Roy, if you would like to hear too, like, is there someone your child hangs out with, and you don't have to give us a name, you could call in anonymously, but is there someone out there who would agree with Loren's dad, like, your child hangs around with someone and under no circumstances would you ever raise that kid? Like, what is it that child does that really bugs you and you're like, no way?
Yeah.
704-570-9595. If there's someone that your kids hang out with that you would never raise, give us a shout.
704-570-9595. Your phone calls after Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, Senorita with Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.